As the colonies approached the year 1776, old social ties were often stretched thin. But in the capital of Maryland, this club provided one avenue for the opposing sides to get away from the coming furor. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Historian Glenn Campbell says the Hominy Club of Annapolis, Maryland, gives us a lot of insights into men like William Paca, who would go on to sign the Declaration of Independence.
This was a club that met here in Annapolis from late 1770 into 1773. Paca joined in 1771. It's interesting that his good friend and colleague Samuel Chase was actually denied membership in the club because he rubbed some of the members the wrong way.
Paca was one of four Marylanders to sign the Declaration of Independence. His home is open to visitors in Annapolis.
What's fascinating to me about this club is that if you look at the membership, it's made up of people who fall out on the extreme ends of the political divide as the revolution approaches.
In fact, future colonial governors were part of the group, as well as men who were staunch loyalists. The differing viewpoints got along, though, at the Hominy Club.
It's interesting to imagine these people who have very different political views getting together every Saturday night for drinks and food and somehow trying to get along.
The club disbanded in 1773 as the fury of words and actions continued to escalate.
As some of these disputes are being played out in the newspaper, as some of these club members are writing on opposing sides of the issues, things eventually get to the point where they don't see any point in meeting anymore. They're just not having a good time getting together on Saturday nights.
For a time, there was this mechanism that allowed people from differing sides to get together. But just 3 years ahead of the revolution, those social bonds in Annapolis and other cities were beginning to split. Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.